You're listening to a Get Serial podcast. We are actually joined by some special guests in studio. Annabelle, are you as excited as I am?
I am. I might be more excited. We'll have to see. We'll have to put it to the test. But I'm very excited to be joined in studio by our guest. Who do we have in, Bianca?
Yes, so we have, I apologise, I am not good at pronouncing these, but Kula Creole is a group of Seychelles women, Amelie, I mispronounced that. I will get that fixed in just a second. Brianna and Lorraine. They're residing in Australia, specifically Melbourne, and they are finding ways to promote their culture through dancing. The three of them are here to discuss what they do and why keeping their culture alive is so important to them. Guys, please feel free to introduce yourselves and maybe correct me on pronunciations.
Good morning. My name is Amelie. Yeah, and I was born in the Seychelles and I moved here 6 years ago.
My name is Brianna. I was born in Melbourne and raised here, but both parents on my mum and dad's side, they're both from Seychelles.
And my name is Lorraine and I was also born in Seychelles. However, I moved to Australia when I was 19 months old and grew up here my whole life.
Definitely. But I think we're going to dive into a first icebreaker question, something nice and fun. We are a morning show, obviously, Get Serial. So we have to know, what's your ideal breakfast?
That's a good question.
I'm not a very big brekkie person. At work, I think I just more stick with the up and goes at the moment. It keeps me going. But trying to get a good omelette sometimes when I can, I have time. So
definitely. You guys?
Usually it's just eggs and toast for me, or avocado and fruits. Yeah,
it's a good breakfast.
That's a good one.
My go-to is probably granola and yogurt, but I do love a good eggs Benedict when I go out. Yeah.
That's so good, my go-to.
We're going to take a step further. And obviously today we've been talking about it on air. Today is International Women's Day. And I think we just want to, before we get into anything, as women, how important is it for you guys to, I guess, try and inspire the next generation of not only your culture, but just young women in general to share their own cultures?
I think specifically with our culture, there's not many Seychelles people in Melbourne. There's a few, but not many. So therefore, from what we know, our age group at the moment, there's not that many girls, women our age doing something that we are doing, and we would like that to continue. So I can say that we hope to perform for as long as we can and keep our culture alive and encourage everyone to join. And of course, we are open to different Creole cultures. You got Mauritian, and you got Seychelles, and yeah, so we'll welcome everyone.
And I think also, what the reason I personally joined was because me and Lorraine used to dance when we were younger. We were about 4 or 5 years old, and we actually did dance in a Seychelles Sega group, and we wanted to reconnect with our culture. And in some performances that we have done, we've seen little girls come up and be so excited to dance with us, take pictures with us, and I think just seeing them become so excited about their culture through us dancing just goes to show that we can pass that on to them when they get older. So it's amazing to see.
That's so long. That's already given me chills.
That's great.
Definitely. You know, well, you touched on Sega dancing. We'll get back to that in just a second. I do want to know, how did you guys all meet?
Well, me and Amelie are cousins on both sides. So my mum and through my dad were related. It's not incest, I'm saying. But it's just different sides. We are related. Me and Lorraine met through dancing when we were 4 or 5 years old. We do share the same last name, so we're probably cousins somewhere down the line as well. But yeah, that's how I met the girls.
And I met Amelie at Brianna's 18th birthday party.
Fair enough. And I guess I'll dance on the question that you guys mentioned before. The answer you guys mentioned before. What led you to start a dance crew?
So, yeah, as Brianna mentioned, we did dance when we were younger. However, we did fall out of that for various reasons as we got older. But yeah, we reached a certain point where we saw other dance groups that were Mauritian based, and there was, you know, just a couple of Seychelles girls, but there was no fully Seychelles dance group out there. And I thought, okay, instead of joining someone else's group, why not make our own and be the only fully Seshawal group out there, spread our culture. And yeah, I brought the idea to the girls and they were more than happy to come on board, and therefore our group was born.
Definitely.
That's great. Yeah. So when was that? How long have you had the dance group?
So,
just a bit. Bit about 20. A year and a half almost.
Yeah, but the idea came probably, what was it, June or July in 2022? Yes. And then we officially launched and had our first performance in October of 2022.
That's great. Yeah. And I was going to ask actually, so you do Sega dancing. What does it, obviously it's hard, we're on air, you can't exactly show us a dance routine right now, but what differentiates Sega dancing from other dance styles?
Oh, that's a great question.
We've actually, from the Seychelles culture, we've got a few different types of dances. Sega is one of them. I suppose you could say the movement, Sega is mainly used with big skirts and the movement of the skirts. But we also, as a group, we also bring in different aspects where we have short skirts. If you follow us on our Instagram page and Facebook, you will see all our videos where we also use short skirts and we try to modernize it together. But it's mainly, I would say, the big skirts and the movements of the big skirts. I suppose many cultures also use big skirts to dance with, and a lot of hip as well.
Fair. I think we'll bounce off that, actually. So you mentioned the skirts, and we've seen them on your Instagram and your Facebook. Definitely check it out. We'll maybe plug it a little bit later on. But who makes those? Because they're beautiful.
They are stunning. They're gorgeous.
We did have a person who did make our skirts, Mauritian lady. Since then, unfortunately, she has stopped making them. But yeah, she's amazing with the skirts. She's been doing it for such a long time from her garage. So she's just amazing.
Definitely. And I think we'll ask one more before we kind of lean off to the next song. So, obviously, the dances are physically demanding, right? Mm-hmm. What kind of prep do you guys do before and maybe even after the dances to get ready and maybe cool down?
So we do a lot of practice leading up to an event. Sometimes it's 2-3 times a week, depending on, you know, how intense the dance is. But usually we just start off with stretches, and even on performance days, we'll make sure that we get a warm-up in and go over the moves. And afterwards, I mean, we try to stretch, but I think because of the adrenaline going through us, we kind of forget about that step.
Yes.
Totally. Well, stick around because we are not going anywhere, and we're going to be talking more about, I guess, Seychelles and the culture behind it in just a little bit. But stick around because we're going to hear another wonderful tune by another wonderful woman. Here is Black Horse and Cherry Tree by the ever so wonderful artist, which I've lost the name of.
Katie Tolstoy.
That's the one. You're listening to Get Serial on Sin. Hoping you were up off your feet dancing for that one. If not, you can catch these guys dancing very soon at some events, and we'll let you know where those guys are in just a little bit. But we're going to continue on with our interview with these guys, and I think the first question I want to ask is, pretty simply, Seychelles is a smaller nation with an even smaller population in Australia, as you mentioned before. What does it mean to perform, and what makes, I guess, the Seychelles people and Seychelles itself so special?
Okay, thank you for your question. Yes, so we are a very small country. We're made up of 115 islands. Not all of them are inhabited. But we've got three main islands at the moment, and we try to showcase the culture of Seychelles a lot because it's so small. Not many people know about the Seychelles Islands. As compared to other countries, are more known in the world. So being able to represent our country and to show our culture to other people is very important for us, because our country, it depends on tourism a lot as well. So if we can show that to everyone around the world, even in Melbourne and Australia, and just show people how beautiful the country is, perhaps we can get more people there as well. It is a destination for been a very nice tropical holiday.
We recently performed end of last year at the African Music Festival at Federation Square. And we had a couple people come up to us asking, you know, where we're from. Obviously, you say the Seychelles, and like, oh, where's that? And so people are already getting interested in where Seychelles is, what our culture is. And so being able to dance and show our culture, I think it's really inviting people to come in, you know, Google it or search it up and wanting to go, you know. It's bringing that culture to Seychelles, which is so dependent on tourism. So I think it's also just making people aware of where Seychelles is, what our culture is, just invites more people to go and love it as much as we do.
Definitely. And you did talk earlier about how you had little girls kind of coming up and being so excited to see the dancing and joining in. And I feel like that's so special to show young girls especially that, I think a lot of people kind of stray away sometimes from cultural traditions, especially when they come to a new country, because you want to fit in and you want to kind of assimilate. So showcasing that culture is so lovely. And I love the ideas of the little girls getting up and dancing with you. And for a lot of people, though, it will have been the first time that they're seeing Sega dancing. Do people, get into it straight away? What's been the reception by people who don't know so much about Sega dancing?
Yeah, so there's definitely an interest at first. When people first view our performance, they're more so like, oh, what is that? And then as the performance goes on and the music gets, you know, more intense or more beaty, more rhythmic, they definitely start bopping along, clapping and getting into it. So it's really good to be up there and seeing everyone's interest kind of grow and have everyone join in as well.
Of course. And you guys, you just mentioned the music. I have to ask, for those who don't know, what kind of music can you expect there? Because that might drag some more people down.
There's a lot of drums, a lot of beats, a lot of different types of instruments, guitars, traditional instruments. But it's very rhythmic, as I mentioned before. Like, you just, when you hear it, you don't want to stop dancing.
It's so true.
No, totally. And we talked obviously about the reception you guys get from younger fans and younger folks. What's the reception like from the older generation that might be a little bit more familiar with these dances and kind of maybe be a little bit more judgmental about how they're being performed?
We actually, I haven't personally received any judgment for. I think we get more people that are very proud of what we're doing. They say we don't actually see a lot of young Seychelles girls who are continuing the tradition and the culture. And they're very proud to see us actually continue it and perform it. Yeah, that's the most reception we get.
We get a lot of support from our fellow Seychelles in the Seychelles as well. Even being a Melbourne-based group, we get a lot of support from artists in Seychelles and the Seychelles people abroad. So we're very grateful for everyone's support.
That's so lovely. And I will say, you talked earlier about how sometimes, you know, you might wear shorter skirts, you're trying to modernise the dancing as well. How do you go about modernising, Sega dancing, while still obviously kind of keeping the culture? It must be a tricky balance.
It's not too bad, actually. From when we were younger, we had been performing in shorter skirts. I think it's not something that's as common and popular because the other cultures, such as the Mauritians, don't do that. There are certain dance styles within Seychelles, such as the Zouk, which we do use the shorter skirts for. So I guess it's just us modernizing the Sega and also combining it into the other dance styles that we have in the Seychelles. So yeah, it hasn't been too hard, but obviously sometimes when we rely on the big skirts and then we switch to the short skirts, we're like, what do we do with our hands now?
The hands are always the problem.
Yes, oh my God, the hands.
Well, we'll lead it off with two last questions before we start to wrap off. And I think, first off, and this is a big question, what does it mean to you guys each separately to actually represent the culture and, I guess, keep it alive?
For me, I lost touch with my culture when I stopped dancing. I went through school. I was, like you said, you're trying to assimilate, trying to just fit in. I didn't really want to connect with my culture as much. My parents still spoke Creole at home, but I never really had interest in learning it, anything like that. And so, but when I started getting older and I became more 18 years old, I wanted to reconnect with my culture. I thought it was really important to still keep that alive and to pass it on to my future children. As well. So I wanted to learn more how to speak. And then Lorraine brought up the idea of, you know, dancing again. And I was like, that'll be perfect. And that was, keeping me personally, that's my importance of keeping my culture alive and connecting with myself.
Yeah, for me, it's very, very similar to Brianna's answer. I think, as we've mentioned before, being such a small community in Melbourne, it's really hard to, you know, find other groups and community groups to connect with. So this is just such a great opportunity. We feel so much closer to our culture and being Seshawa and so proud as well. And I think that's the most special part about it. Whether we're getting gigs or not, we have just connected so much. And also making our parents proud. And as Bree said, you know, keeping the lineage happening and being really connected. So, yeah.
Being able to perform with Brianna and Lorraine really is more than just dancing to me. It is a feeling of home, being so far away from home. Even though I've been here for 6 years, I'm still adapting. So it brings a sense of home. So when I dance with them, I just get that feeling of a community. It is a community here as well with all the Creole people. And it's just home away from home. And we love doing it. It comes so naturally to us. So it's just, you can't explain it, really. It's just amazing.
No, that's very beautiful. That's a very lovely answer. And for people who want to go see your dances, where can they find you? Where are you performing at next?
We do have a performance coming up at the Pakenham Show on March 16th. We'll be performing at 2 p.m. If we're more than welcome. It is all free entry. So everyone wants to just come down. We'd love to see all of you.
All the Creole people.
Yes. Creole, non-Creole, yeah. Come and have a look.
All of you, just come down.
It is a family-friendly event. There will be attractions and competitions and a lot of other multicultural groups performing. So, yeah, we'd love to see everyone there.
Definitely. And where can we find you on Instagram if people want to follow along or on any other social media channels?
So our Instagram and Facebook are under the handles Kuler Creole, and that is K-O-U-L-E-R-K-R-E-O-L. So yeah, you can find us there. We post reels, we post photos, and yeah, we'd love to get into contact with everyone.
Definitely keep an eye out for that one. We will be posting and sharing more stuff on our personal Instagram, so do check it out if you'd like to. And, you know, check out the Pakenham Show because it's a fun one to be to. I've been at there before, so even if you're thinking, you know, it's a bit of a far travel just to go for one show, there's a whole show attached, so definitely check it out. But with that, we're going to dive into our next song. But before we do, a huge thank you for joining us today. And we hope to hear from you very, very soon. Look, if you're from the Seshawa community whatsoever and you're listening to this, please let us know on Instagram and we'll maybe get you in contact. And who knows, maybe let you know more about what's going on. But otherwise, thank you so, so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us as well. We're really grateful for this opportunity.